Animals in God's Story. Appendix 2. Sample Pet Memorial Ceremony. By Steve Martin and Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr., A Gentle Guide for Honoring. The Life of a Beloved Pet. This simple ceremony can be held in a backyard, living room, or anywhere that feels meaningful. It's not about performance. It's about love, grief, and gratitude. First, opening words. Feel free to personalize. We're here today to remember and honor a soul that was part of our family. Not just a pet, but a friend. A companion who gave us joy, comfort, laughter, and unconditional love. God made this dear creature. He breathed life into them, and he called it good. So today, as we say goodbye, we also say thank you for every moment we shared. Second, short reading or prayer. Option A, scripture reading. Not even a sparrow falls to the ground without the Father. Matthew 10:29. All creation is waiting to be set free into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Romans 8:21. Option B, prayer. God, thank you for the gift of this beloved animal. Thank you for the joy they brought, the comfort they gave, and the love they showed. We're grieving because they mattered. But we trust you because you never forget what you breathe life into. We know that they are in your care until all things are made new. Amen. 3. Sharing memories. Invite everyone to say something if they wish. What was your favorite thing about them? When did they make you laugh? How did they comfort you when you were sad? Even a child's one-sentence story matters deeply. 4. Symbolic goodbye. Choose a simple act to mark the moment. Light a candle in their memory. Place a stone or flower on a favorite spot. Bury a photo, toy, or note. Say their name out loud as a final memorial. We love you. We miss you. Rest well. We will see you in the morning when all things are made new. 5. Closing words of hope. This isn't the end. The one who created your pet and you has promised restoration. One day all groaning will give way to joy, and every tail will wag again. Behold, I am making all things new. Revelation 21:5.